Appreciate that. Amen. Thank you, Brother Nixon, for leading singing while Don is gone and a lot of people out of town, but a good group tonight, good crowd, and still a lot of folks. I saw five or six folks took off to jail, to the prison for a service, and we hope they get to come back. I don't want them, Larry. It'd be kind of fun. Well, no, that's not good. But anyway, pray that they have a good service as well there in the prison. We see people saved every week in our prison ministries, and just amazing, amazing opportunity it really is, and praise the Lord for that. 2 Chronicles 25 and verse 5. Second Chronicles 25. War with the Edomites. King Amaziah, 25 years old, young king. And you're going to learn some things about him tonight. Verse 5. Moreover, Amaziah gathered Judah together and made them captains over thousands and captains over hundreds according to the houses of their fathers throughout all Judah and Benjamin. And he numbered them from 20 years old and above and found them 300,000 choice men able to go forth to war that could handle spear and shield. He hired also 100,000 mighty men of valor out of Israel for 100 talents of silver. And so here is Amaziah, the king of Judah. He gathers his army together. He has 300,000 of his own men. And then in verse 6, he hires 100,000 mighty men of valor out of Israel. Remember, the kingdoms are separate. And he hires these men for 100 talents of silver. Verse 7, it says, there came a man of God to him, saying, O king, let not the army of Israel go with thee, for the Lord is not with Israel. To wit, with all the children of Ephraim. So the man of God comes and tells him this isn't a good idea. Verse 8, but if thou wilt go, do it. Be strong for the battle. God shall make thee fall before the enemy. For God hath power to help and to cast down. Don't forget that. Amen. God has power to help, but he also has power to cast down. And he tells him here, all right, if you're going to do it your way and you're going to take these 100,000 men from Israel, and you're going to use them, God is not in it. In fact, God is going to cause you to go down in defeat. God has power to help and to cast down. The Bible says in verse, it's amazing how we forget that. It really is amazing. You know, we'll ask God to do great things, and we'll ask God to help us, and we'll beg Him. And God, you can do this. You're a miracle-working God. You're a powerful God. You can do anything. And I mean, we'll count on God and His power to do it. And we never think about the fact that when we disobey, can't He also defeat that which we're doing? Yeah. Yes, sir. He has power to help, but He also has power to cast down. You know, that same power that we're calling on when we need Him, when we go against Him, don't you understand? He has that same power to defeat whatever it is you're trying to do. That's a commercial. I threw that in. That's free. And he went forth and warred against the Philistines and break down. Wait, wrong verse. Turn the page. All right. Thank you. And Amaziah said to the man of God, but what shall we do for the 100 talents which I have given to the army of Israel? And the man of God answered, and here's the title of the message. The Lord is able to give thee much more than this. He's worried about the money that he paid to the mighty men of valor from Israel, and he says, "What about? I'm going to lose 100. I'm going to lose this silver. The 100 talents of silver. What about that?" And he says, "The Lord is able to give thee much more than this." And then Amaziah separated them, to wit, the army that was come to him out of Ephraim, to go home again. Wherefore their anger was greatly kindled against Judah, and they returned home in great anger. The Lord is able to give thee much more than this, said the man of God. Father, I pray you bless the preaching. Thank you for the music. Thank you for everyone who's here. And Lord, we're here for a reason. Please help us with your word. Please teach us. Guide us, Lord, into the truth of the scripture. And again, as I always ask, make us different because of tonight, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. The Lord is able to give thee much more than this. Boy, how many times do we settle for the less? How many times do we worry about that 100 pieces of silver? How many times do we fret over the battle and we compromise something to try to win it and we settle for less than what God is able to give us? The Lord is able to give thee much more than this. Amaziah is in a great war with the Edomites. In verse 1 of chapter 25, it says he was 25 years old when he began to reign. He reigned 20 and 9 years in Jerusalem, and his mother's name was Jehoiada of Jerusalem. And he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, but watch what it says, not with a perfect heart. So he does right most of the time, but, you know, his heart, he was kind of half-hearted in what he does. He believed in God, and he believed God, but just not 100%. He had maybe given God most of his heart, but he hadn't given him all of his heart. And when the war is breaking out, he numbers the people, and he counts out his men, and he has 300,000, the Bible says, choice men able to go forth to war that could handle spear and shield. And these are good men, these are fighting men. But more important than the 300,000 men that he had God on his side, and he sort of forgot about that. And so he, in an act of compromise, he hires out 100,000 men so that he can have 400,000. He thinks, this is going to make me win the battle. And he forgot. Again, that's the attitude of a half-hearted person. That's the attitude where we will step out by faith, sort of. It's the attitude where we'll trust God, maybe. It's the attitude where we'll usually settle for second best when we could have had first best. And that's exactly what Amaziah is about to do. And the man of God stops him. And the man of God says, wait a minute. You are not needing these 100,000 men. You don't need them on your side. Well, yeah, but I've already paid them. But that's not the issue. God can do more for you. The Lord is able to give thee much more than this. He's able to give you complete victory. He's able to make it so you win the battle. But if you take these men with you, you lose. You lose. And the man of God, you know, so many people don't want to hear the man of God. So many people don't want to hear what the Bible says. So many times we ignore that which, well, we know it's right, but we have that little half-heartedness instead of saying, you know, I'm in this thing 100%. I believe God. I trust God. God has my heart. And I'm going to do what God says to do. Verse 8, if thou wilt go, do it. Boy, how many times have I sat in my office and somebody said to me, I know what I should do, but this is what I'm going to do. I know what you say, and I know it's Bible, and I know that is, but this is what I'm going to do. And how many times do I say, all right, well, go ahead. Somebody just today, I told him, all right, go ahead. You're going to do what you want to do anyway. And you have to understand that very clearly, the man of God said to him, God shall make thee fall before the enemy. For God hath power to help and to cast down. And when you call on God to help, that's the same God that can cast down whatever your plan is. Same God that will help. The same God that will give. The same God that will bless. Hey, Amaziah, the same God that's going to give you the victory, he's the same God. Go against him. And you're going to lose. You've already lost something. I'll show you that at the end. He's already lost something just because he hired the 100,000 men and he didn't trust God in the beginning. Isn't it amazing how we wait until everything is reached? Well, we tried this, we tried this, we tried this, we tried this. Okay, God, now we'll give you a shot at it. How about the first thing you do is go to God? How about Amaziah? The Bible says he did right. I mean, here's a guy, he had his King James Bible. Here's a guy, he probably went to church most of the time. Here's a guy that did, pretty much he did right, but he didn't have a perfect heart. His heart was not in sync with God's heart. And when he made his decisions, he didn't go to God first. And he didn't seek God's guidance. You know, all he had to do is say, God, is 300,000 enough? God would have said, it's enough, go. He probably asked a sergeant. Maybe he asked a captain. Maybe he asked one of the lieutenants in his army. Hey, do you think 300,000 is enough? Oh, no, we don't think so. Listen to me. Go to God. Ask God if it's enough. Ask God if it's right. Ask God if that's what's supposed to happen. And never be afraid to go to God's man. Never be afraid to go to somebody who is a counselor. Bible says there's wisdom in a multitude of counsel. I'm amazed at how many people just make their decisions, never seek a bit of counsel at all. Well, this is what I feel like doing. That's what Amaziah did. He's not saying here he doesn't love God. He's not saying here that he's against God. He's simply showing us very clearly that he about half in, half out. In other words, as long as it's convenient, I'll go to God. But listen, folks, here's what you need to understand. The Lord is able to give thee much more than this. The Lord is able to give you exactly what it is that you're looking for. The Lord is able, Amaziah, to give you the victory. Go to Him. Talk to Him. Don't compromise. Ask God what He wants you to do. God, is 300,000 enough? God would have smiled from heaven and said, of course it is. Because you have me. I want you to understand, the Lord is able to give thee much more than this. And by the way, as Amaziah gives his argument, and he really thinks he's going to talk the man of God out of it. Amaziah says to the man of God in verse 9, what shall we do for the 100 talents which I've given to the army of Israel? He's lost it. It's gone. 100 talents. Gone. It's already spent. And that's when the man of God says, the Lord is able to give thee much more than this. Lord, he says, man of God, listen, hey, I've already put the money into it. I might as well go ahead and do it. No, because God is still able to give you much more. God would have given you the victory before, but God is also not only able to give you the victory, but God will give you more than 100 talents of silver because God's able to do anything. I wish God's people would get it into their heads that God is able to do anything. He is able to give thee much more than the world has to offer. He's able to give you much more than you could imagine. He's able to give us much more than we could even think. He's able to give us much more than we could ever ask for. I mean, the Lord is able to give thee much more than this, whether it's money. We think, you know, there's lots and lots of money to be had. He is able to give us more than we could imagine. He's able to give you more than you could spend. He's able to give us much more than this, whether it's money, popularity, you know. He's got something better than popularity. Popularity wears out. You know, he has rewards in heaven that are eternal. He has treasure where moth and rust doth not corrupt. You know, well, I want to put my money into this. I want to put my money into this. And we're not putting our money into that, which is eternal. The Lord is able to give thee much more than this. We'll settle for a temporary thrill, temporary happiness, and God has something eternal. We'll settle for something that makes us feel good right now, and we'll sell out for having blessings in the future. I have 3 things I want to show you tonight. First of all is God's ability. The Lord is able. Amen. The Lord is able. Sarah was 90, Abraham 100. The question, is anything too hard for the Lord? And they had a child. Sarah laughed at first, and you know, that's not possible. Is anything too hard for the Lord, though? Let me ask you tonight, is anything too hard? What are you ready to settle for because you don't believe the Lord's able to give you much more than that? What are you willing to settle for tonight? I mean, there's folks all over the room. Well, I'll settle for this. How sad it is that we'd settle for anything when we have a God in heaven who loves us, who's our Father, who's able to do anything. Amen. He's able. He's able. Gave Sarah and Abraham a child. When Abraham was 100, Sarah was 90. Luke 1:37, for with God nothing shall be impossible. That's talking about the virgin birth. Do we believe that or not? All right, is it possible? Well, it's not possible according to man, but with God, everything's possible. Hey, he's able to save to the uttermost, the Bible says in Hebrews 7:25. He's able to keep us from falling in Jude 24. Able to keep us from falling. He's able to deliver us, Daniel 3, verse 17, amen. As he delivered the Hebrew children from the fiery furnace. As he delivered Daniel from the lion's den. Hey, what is it you're going to settle for tonight? What thing are you going to run from and just settle for, okay, maybe just a little bit of a happy time or a little bit of absence of sorrow. You're going to run from something where God is able to give you much, 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 much more. Much more. He's able to do anything. Able to do anything. By the way, he's able to use anything. I'm amazed how many people would settle for just an average Christian life. My wife and I were talking about it the other day, what it'd be like to be an average Christian. You know, skip church every now and then. What it'd be like. What it'd be like to just kind of exist as a Christian. I'm telling you, you're settling for something that is not what it could be. I mean, he's able to use anything. How many won't sign up for Vacation Bible School? You say, well, God can't use me. Hey, he can use you. Why can't he use you? God is God. He can do anything. How many people, as lists are passed by and passed around, you look at it and say, well, I can't do that. Why can't you do that? I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. He is able to do anything. He's able to use anything. Didn't he use a rod in the hand of Moses? It had nothing to do with Moses. It had nothing to do with the rod. It had everything to do with the God. It had everything to do with the God of the rod. Amen? And I'm talking about 5 smooth stones in David's hand are like a bazooka. No, they're like a nuclear bomb if God needs them to be in the hand of Almighty God. I don't have much. I'm not much. Hey, but the Lord is able to give thee much more than this. And I'm afraid so many are settling for mediocre when it could be great. Your prayer life is mediocre. Your Bible reading is mediocre. Your walk is mediocre. Your decision making is mediocre because it's just like Amaziah. You do right, but you're just kind of half-hearted. It's just not all, God, what do you say? It's not all, God, I trust you. I'm stepping out because you said to step out. So many pull back. So many stop. So many hire the 100,000 when you should be saying, God, is this enough? God, should I move now? Is this it? He used a rod. He used 5 stones. He used the jawbone of an ass. I'm telling you. You say, wow, boy, Samson was a tough guy. Samson was a sissy. But he had a mighty God empowering him. Huh? You say, why do you say? He fell for women. Constantly. Over and over again. He was weak. But boy, I'll tell you what. When he yielded to God, he was powerful. And he reached and took a jawbone of a donkey and he killed 1,000 Philistines. Then, by the way, that's a miracle. That'd be a miracle with a sword. That'd be a miracle with a gun because it'd run out of bullets. Amen. Unless you happen to have one of those. Anyway, but...
Come on, Pastor.
Sure. Didn't he feed 15 to 20,000 folks with 5 loaves and 2 fishes? Well, I'm not going to say anything because all I have is 5 loaves and 2 fishes. I'm not going to step out and volunteer because people make fun of me. All I have is 5 loaves and 2 fishes. What if you'd have been that little boy? We wouldn't have that miracle recorded in Scripture, would we? The Lord is able to give thee much more than this. Oh, yeah, but what about my 100,000 talents of silver? What about, not my 100,000, what about my 100 talents of silver? And those 100,000 in there, we got to have them on our side. I'm a little nervous about it. But he did right. We do too. We read our Bible. We go to church. We amen every now and then. But how many of us, our hearts really just not in it? Because when it really comes down to where the rubber meets the road, we're selling out and we're settling for less than what we could have. God taps you on the shoulder and says, talk to that person about me. Well, you know, that might be kind of embarrassing. I don't know if that's a good idea. The Lord is able to give thee much more than this. Where do you suppose all those exciting soul-winning testimonials come from? Man, I get so excited. I heard about so-and-so leading someone to Christ and heard about such-and-such leading someone to Christ. And preacher told about, gave the testimony of Paula Key getting saved. And boy, you know, that was exciting. And the testimony of Courtney Zeman getting saved. And wow, we talk. And oh, wow, that's exciting. And you say, why didn't that ever happen to me? I'll tell you why it never happens to you. Because you sell out for 100 pieces of silver. That's why. Because you don't just say, God, I'm yours. Because we don't just stop and say, hey, God, you have my whole heart, not just part of it. I mean, he did what was right, but not with a perfect heart. I guess God can do anything. He can use anything. He can use anyone. Moses was a murderer, and he was a stutterer, and he led God's people. I'm talking about Moses. God, what am I going to do? He said, just tell them what I tell you to tell them. Just do what I say, Moses. Just lead. Can you imagine Moses in front of Pharaoh? God says, let my people go. But you know what? It wasn't about Moses. It wasn't, hey, listen, it's not about the rod. It's about God. Don't settle for things when the Lord is able to give thee much more than this. He used Moses, he used David. David, who committed adultery and then was involved in murder. Did God use him or not? Yeah. You look in the mirror and say, God can't use me. Oh, really? Yeah. See, you do right, but not with a perfect heart. I got news for you. He bought you with the blood of Jesus Christ. You are His child. He'll use you if you'll just yield to Him. Yeah. He used Matthew, who was a crook. Matthew would be like the IRS today. Oh, well, no, we wouldn't say that, would we? Waiting on the sirens. But, you know, he used Matthew. He used Paul. All of these had, they all had pasts that were pretty bad. But here's what we do. We just say, God, you know, I'm doing right and I'm going to church and I read my Bible. But you know, I just don't think that, and that's your problem. Let him have you. Because his ability, he's able to do anything. Number two, not only do we see God's ability, but we see God's abundance. Because the Bible says here, and go back to our verse here, the Bible says, the Lord is able to give thee much more than this. Much more, much more, much more than this. Not just some more, much more than this. I mean, the Lord is able to give thee much more than your 100 pieces of silver, much more than your 100,000 armies of Israel, much more than a victory that you buy with your money. God's able to give you much more. Don't settle for the other. Don't settle for what the world has to offer. Don't settle for that. God says in Psalm 50 and verse 12, the world is mine and the fullness thereof. I guess his abundance is, he's got it. I guess he has everything, everything he needs. Everything you need, he has it. Well, I need this. But God has it. But I need 100,000 soldiers. Let God take care of that. Amaziah, you're young and you want to do right, but you don't have the heart that you need to have because God wants your whole heart. And he wants you to trust him. Don't hire the Israelites, especially Ephraim. They're not right with God. They're not walking with God. Don't compromise. I'm amazed how many people, you know, will compromise your anything you ever used to believe to try to help you in a situation. God says, you know, that's like Daniel. Okay, I'll stop praying. Huh? I'll stop praying. You know, some of you, just to get along with your kids, you've compromised. Hello? It's amazing how quiet it gets. It's hot up here, and the hotter it gets, the madder I'm getting. I'm already sweating, so I might as well work up a sweat. You know, seriously, you're so worried about your kids. Preacher preaches about the vampire people, and you cringe because you're afraid it's going to make little Wildersmear upset. I think Wildersmear might be a boy's name. And if boys are watching that stuff, we have more problems than we ever thought. You know, and people get all bent out of shape over stuff that the preachers, but all the preachers do is say, the Lord is able to give thee much more than this. He has more for you than that junk. He has more for you than Hollywood has. He has more for you than Budweiser has. God has more for you than the drug pushers have. He has more for you than the world has even thought to have. God's able to give thee much more. Much more. Look at His abundance. 2 Peter 1, verse 11. I love this. 2 Peter 1, verse 11. Second Peter 1, 11. For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you. Watch what it says. Abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You know, we have an abundant entrance to heaven. It's Him. Amen. You know, the way is paid. We have an entrance to heaven. If He's able, do you believe you're saved tonight? Do you believe you're going to heaven? Do you believe the door's there? Do you believe you went through the door? Do you believe Jesus is a way? All right, He gave you that. I mean, just like I preached this morning, it's so great salvation. We deserve hell. What if we were punished the way we deserve? That'd be hell. How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? We won't escape. But there's an entrance. There's the door. All you have to do is go through. An abundant entrance to heaven. The way's paid. An abundant, no guard can stop you. Amen. You have eternal life. Look what else He gives. 2 Corinthians 9, verse 8. By the way, we believe in that. Why don't we believe in Him providing in every area of our lives? 2 Corinthians 9, verse 8. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that ye always, having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. And watch this. He has abundant grace. What's that? That's God's favor. Abundant grace. Come on. We, first of all, every one of us deserves to die and go to hell, but God's mercy saved us. And then He gives to us. Come to our men's prayer time. Heard testimony. Testimony after testimony. Somebody opened up their mailbox and there's money. Huh? Somebody else, had some other need met. Somebody else, and all over this room, needs are met, and that's God's grace. Amen. And did you know that you're alive? That's God's grace. Check your heart. Make sure you are. Huh? Breathe on the person next to you, and they'll tell you that you're alive. Doesn't smell like it, but... I mean, come on. You know, that's God's grace. And we have air conditioning, though it's not working up here. It's working out there. I don't see anybody fanning themselves now, except I need a fan. But I'm just saying, listen, God's grace is abundant. And He's already shown that to us over and over and over and over again. He's shown His grace. Come on, everybody, we sing Amazing Grace and a tear escapes out of the corner of our eye because we're thinking of how God's grace has been so good. But yet we settle for less when it comes down to trusting Him. Ephesians 3, verse 20. Here's another abundant that He gives. Ephesians 3, verse 20. By the way, you need this. Now unto Him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Here's abundant power. I've seen His power. Have you? Sure, everybody has. We've watched. We've seen His power. Abundant power. Abundant. It's much more, much more, much more. We've got, and I know I just talked about this, but there's people get curious about the occult and get curious about having seances and get curious about contacting the spirits and someone who died and all the TV shows. And, oh, you know, I want to talk to someone who's dead. And you need to understand something. You're not talking to somebody who's dead. You're talking to a demon. A demon who was there when they died and who knew them and knows about them. That stuff, listen to me. But you say, oh, but that's really fascinating. But our God is more powerful. He created those beings. He is going to cast them into hell for eternity. Why would you settle for that? Oh, you know, I can do a seance. I can do a levitation. I can do a Ouija board. And I can watch these things move and all that kind of stuff. And so what? I just say, so what? I cast a spell on somebody. So what? The Lord is able to give thee much more than this. Why? Because He's God. And He has abundant power. Why would you settle for any other power? Talked about this recently. Talked about it Wednesday night. Why? Why would we settle for any other power when we have the Lord's power? Psalm 36, verse 8. Psalm 36, verse 8. Somebody says, why? You know, preacher, you talk about God's power, but I want you to know that I read my horoscope every day. Are you stupid in any other way? Why? Well, so I know what's going on. Look out the window. You'll see what's going on. Why would we do these things? You know, why the tarot reader? I go to, you say, I thought you were done with this point. I wasn't. It's just hot up here. It really is. You know, why? I got to find out. You know, and they said I was going to die. God told you that a long time ago. It's appointed unto man once to die. You are going to die. Question is, are you ready to die? Huh? They told me things no one's ever told me before. So what? Can you tell me how in the world that is going to help you with your problem, your trial, today, right now? You need the power of Almighty God, but you settled for something else. You settled for something else. And all the time, the Lord was able to give thee much more. Much more. Because He has abundant power. Psalm 36 and verse 8. They shall be abundantly satisfied with the fatness of thy house, and thou shalt make them drink of the river of thy pleasures. You know, God has abundant joy. I'm talking about they shall be abundantly satisfied with the fatness of thy house. That's God's blessing. That's God's joy. Listen to me. God has joy for you tonight. I'm just going out there trying to find me a little fun. I just got to have a little excitement in my life. The Lord is able to give thee much more than this. I'm telling you, He has abundant joy. He has in John 10:10, He has abundant life for you and I. But we settle for ho-hum kind of a life. Huh? I'm saddened by so many Christians today. You're missing it. You're missing it. You know it? I challenged folks not too long ago. Go visit some of our bus kids. Go in the shepherd's department for a while. Just go watch one Sunday morning. I preached for them this morning. We had a ball. We did, didn't we? We had a good time. You almost got right with God, didn't you? Hey, you know, you listen, but we get tuned in to the wrong stuff. It's not that we're bad people. He did right, the Bible says, but He didn't have a perfect heart because His heart wasn't His. What did God ask for? My son, give me thine heart. Why? because he wants to do something. Philippians 4:19, my God shall supply all your need. Abundant supply. And we worry and we fret and we first thing we do is pull out the charge card. Instead of saying, God, I got you, please, please take care of me. The Lord is able to give thee much more than this. God's ability, God's abundance, and then the last thing is God's admonition. What is it? It's Amaziah, give me your whole heart. Trust me. That's we read this and we say, well, he was a dummy, wasn't he? I mean, we read it and we don't see ourselves ever. And yet, as I read this, I saw us often. As I read this, I saw counseling sessions with people. I saw some of you sitting across from me. And I saw you as Amaziah. And I saw you saying, well, but what about my 100 talents of silver that I might lose? What about my investment in this? And what about my investment in that? And if I go to Bible college, I don't know if I'll ever make it. And I just don't think I can do anything again. I'll just go to church. I'll be a Christian in church, here's what you're doing. You're missing out. You're missing out. And some of you, you'll go to Bible college mommy, and you'll quit. It happens all the time. I was meeting with a group of pastors the other day, and boy, what a blessing. We sang, I was thinking tonight as we were singing All Hail the Power of Jesus' Name, hearing a group of preachers sing that is just, it's just amazing. Men's voices, I mean, it was just unbelievable. But the statistics on missionaries who quit is unbelievable. It'll blow your mind. Missionaries who quit. People in the ministry who quit. People, what are they doing? They're going off to Burger King churches. That's what they're doing. And existing because they don't want to give God their whole heart. God's able. And He is abundantly able. And His admonition is, trust me. Because anything than our whole heart, and we're cheated. You're going to just be religious? The Lord is able to give thee much more than this. He'll save you. How many people, and you would say they're wrong. They're settling for religion and they're lost. And you'd say, how could you do that? And yet we turn around and do the very same kind of thing. Well, I'll just go to church. But the Lord is able to give thee much more than this. You know how many folks used to come to church excited, fired up. The papers were passed for you to sign up to do things, and now you don't even look at them anymore. Used to bring visitors and be excited that they might get saved, and and you say, well, if this is all it is, I guess I'll go to one of those rock and roll churches. You had to get your toe tapping, but it will not do a thing for your soul. Huh? Anything that just God, here's my heart. Remember when you gave Him your heart? Remember when every invitation you had your heart open, you'd move? Now it's just a long way down there, and I can pray in my seat. I mean, besides, people think I'm a pretty good person. Remember when you never thought like that? Because you knew who you were. By the way, we all know who everybody is. We're all sinners. Every one of us. It ought to be amazing any time there's a service and how anybody could ever go a year without sometime ever ending up at the altar. Because we know none of us are perfect. So what do we think? We think, yeah, must not be listening. Well, I can go to any church. No, you need to go where God wants you to go. Amazed how many people. We're just gonna take off and do our thing. Well, did you pray about that? Did you seek God's will? Did you? No, but this is what we're gonna do. We settle for anything. We'll just marry anybody. You know? I've been a pastor a long, long time. I've watched it. Yeah. She's kind of cute. She's all right. Is she saved? Yeah, I think so. Huh? Just ask God what he thinks? Yeah, you know. It's amazing. Because especially in light of the fact God has somebody for you. It just amazes me. Absolutely amazes me. You know, young people, they'll date somebody or they'll, what's it called, go out with somebody. We have fourth graders now going out. Where'd you go? Preacher, that's not what it means. I just think that's dumb. But anyway, you know, and it's like, oh, well, you know, it's okay. Was it God's will for your life? Well, you know, I don't know. I'm pretty happy with them. Pretty happy with them. Isn't going to work 20 years from now. How about God's will? How about are they the one for you? How about is this what God wants for you? Because I got news for you. If it's not, the Lord's able to give thee much more than this. Any old job will do? No. How about God's will for your life? Whatever job, whether it's secular, whether it's in the ministry, not just any old job, whatever God wants. How about God? What do you want me to do? How about praying about college? How about praying about your vocation? How about praying about what you're going to do? Amen. God has a perfect place, a perfect will, and we're missing it. The Lord is able to give thee much more than this. By the way, if you settle for your diploma, that's it. You just started. You know, Ben, you just graduated from college. You just started. Now you start. God has more for you. It's not, whoopee, this is it. You know, oh, we just graduated from high school. Whoopee, it's over. No, it didn't. You just started. God has more. God has more for us. How about hearing, well done, thou good and faithful servant? It's okay to have fun. It's okay to enjoy things. It's okay to have pleasure. But God has more than pleasure for us. Amen. Amen. And we give in to so many things. We settle for so much. You know, and I talked about this Wednesday night. You know, how many young people are going to settle for immorality and impurity and ruin an opportunity to walk down that aisle pure? Well, he said he loved me. Listen to me. Love is forget self. And all he's thinking about is self. If he is going to take away your purity, all he's thinking about is him. He does not care about you. Period. That's the man of God telling you that. And here's what we do. You know, what we'll do is we'll just say, well, I just didn't have any choice. You always have a choice. And you have a choice, and you better get smart and just say, God, here's my heart. Well, yeah, but I'm getting old. I'm in my 20s. I got to get married. No, you need to wait on God and His leading and let Him tell you what to do. Amen. God has more for you than alcohol. He has more for you than drugs. He has more for you than smoking. He has more for you than sitting around watching dirty movies. He has more for you than looking at dirty magazines. He has more for you moms than reading about how it ought to be in your love romance novels. My heart goes out to you. Oh, if I can't read about it, or if I can't have it in my life, I'll read about Beauregard. You know how close to puke that is. The Lord is able to give thee much more than this. Some of your marriages are a mess, and God has more for you. He really does. Give Him your heart tonight. Amaziah, I can just hear Amaziah. Well, what's wrong with hiring 100,000? Just in case. Just in case things don't go well for the 300,000. You know, just Bible says he did right, but not with a perfect heart, because he didn't give God his heart. Huh? What's wrong with compromise a little bit this summer? What's wrong with going against what the preacher says for a little while? What's wrong with just doing our own thing for a little bit? What's wrong with, I'll tell you what, the biggest thing that's wrong with it, the Lord is able to give thee much more. He's got something better for you. The devil is always offering something. The world is always offering something. But I got news for you. It's not the real thing. You know, if the devil says, here's a Rolex watch, I can tell you where it was made. It's where we got our Bible school stuff. But it's, I promise you this, it's not real. Huh? Devil says, here's this jewelry, and you put it on and wear it for a while, and pretty soon your wrist is green. Some of you girls know what I'm talking about. Somebody bought you something like that, didn't you? Yeah, I know. I feel bad about that. But the Lord is able to give thee much more. So much more. More than somebody's promises, more than somebody's guarantees. The Lord is able to give you the desires of your heart. But you need to give Him your heart. Give Him your heart tonight. By the way, verse 10. And we read this. Amaziah separated them, to wit, the army that was come to him out of Ephraim to go home again. Wherefore their anger was greatly kindled against Judah. They returned home in great anger. So he dismissed them. He listened to the man of God, at least there. Verse 11, Amaziah strengthened himself and led forth his people and went to the Valley of Salt and smote of the children of Seir 10,000. And other 10,000 left alive did the children of Judah carry away captive and brought them unto the top of the rock and cast them down from the top of the rock, that they all were broken in pieces. They won. They won. And they won without the 100,000. And God delivered them and God gave them the great victory. I want you to notice what else happened. Verse 13. But the soldiers of the army which Amaziah sent back, that they should not go with him to battle, fell upon the cities of Judah from Samaria even unto Beth Horon, and smote 3,000 of them, and took much spoil. Anytime, and I'm closing with this, anytime we're not wholehearted, and we compromise, and we settle for, we always lose something. Always lose something. You say, preacher, you did you dabble in any of those kind of things when you were? Oh yeah, you know my past. You know about my rock music and played drums in a little rock group, and always constantly tormented with that stuff. Constant. Battle all the time. Listen to me. The soldiers. Now, had he never hired the 100,000 soldiers, 3,000 of their family and loved ones would have lived. I'm just saying, the Lord is able to give thee much more than this. I don't care. You know, give Him your whole heart. He did right, but not with a perfect heart. Not with a whole heart. He was kind of half in, half out. You know, sad to say, to me that describes Christianity today. Kind of half in, half out. And I would like to say that's, you know, all the other churches, but I'm talking about our church. I'm talking about us. Kind of half in, half out. Tonight, let's give Him our whole heart. Whole heart. So when He speaks, we move. So when He leads, we go. So we seek counsel. So we ask before making crucial decisions. We let God lead us the way He said He would. You know why? Because the Lord is able to give thee much more than this. Don't settle for anything except what God has for you. Let's bow our heads, please. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed. I wonder if there's someone here tonight who'd say, preacher, I've never trusted Christ as my Savior. I've never been saved. If I died right now, I do not know whether I'd go to heaven. Please pray for me. Anyone like that? Pray for me tonight. I'm not sure I'm saved. Anyone at all, pray for me. I do not know whether I'm saved. How many would say, Preacher, I'm already a Christian, but God's speaking to my heart tonight. Please pray for me as a Christian. Raise your hand all over. God's speaking to my heart. Father, bless the invitation. Please help us to make the decisions you've laid on our hearts. Help us, God, to give you our hearts, wholehearted, in everything. Areas of faith, areas of service. Lord, our lifestyle, I pray that we'd give you our heart tonight in Jesus' name.